Does it grow around here?
Not too much. It grows around San Marcos a lot. In the hills up there. I've seen them up there.
Anything else similar to the mountain laurel?
Mimosa? Mm-hmm. Would that be it? The mimosa trees? You know what that is?
Was it?
They grow around Houston and New Orleans a lot. Mm-hmm. They have a big pon-pon looking flower on them. They're kind of a pinkish, and maybe they've got a little brown on them or yellow. Is that what you're talking about?
What kinds of berries grow around here?
Or blackberries. Just blackberries that grow wild. Once cultivated, they raise a lot of strawberries in different places. Mm-hmm. I had a friend that planted strawberries in a barrel.
In a barrel.
And I said, well, how do you plant them in a barrel? And he says, oh, come look at him. He lived at Lafayette. Mr. He's dead, and he lived in Minneapolis. And he helped colonize around Lafayette. And he drilled holes. He filled a barrel with dirt and fertilizer and everything all mixed up. And then he drilled holes all around the barrel about that big.
As big as your head?
Well, and he'd plant a plant in each one of the holes all up and down the sides of the barrel. And then on top, he planted some, and he'd irrigate it on top, and it went down on through, and he grew his strawberries.
What about a berry that, I don't know if they would sell it in the store, but it's used in sweet rolls or things like that a lot. And some of them are red, some of them are red and black. It's got sort of a rough surface to it, the berry does.
Blueberries?
That's another one. It's red.
Strawberries? That's what you were talking about just then.
What about
raspberries? No, we don't grab any raspberries. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody would raise raspberries down here. I've never heard of them.
What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Well, this poison ivy is about the most prolific, but down here we have two or three other kinds of little weeds that grow like a nettle. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it's called other than stinging nettle. In Spanish it's called ortiguilla. Mm-hmm. And we used to take a piece and rub the bottom part close to the ground kind of smooth so we could hold it, and walk up to a guy and hit him with that, and man, he'd itch and scratch for 2 days.
Is that the one that feels like an ant bit you or something?
It feels like about 50 ants bit you. It's rough.
I think I've touched it once before.
There's another nettle. It has a, you call it the poppy nettle. It has a big flower resembling a poppy. And it has these little sting spines all up and down. This, the most common down here is white. They have red and real deep purple and some yellow. Mm-hmm. And they're much like a, well, like a poppy is the only thing I can describe it as. You know, the Aguila Oil Company used to raise a lot of poppies in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Because they used the pollen of the poppy to mix with petroleum products to make an insecticide. It's very deadly. And it's harmful for people to inhale if they inhale too much of it. And they had to discontinue making it because most of their market was for foreign market. And when they found out about the opium in it, well, they made them use something else. So but there was a valley in Mexico called El Valle de las Amapolas. Amapola is a poppy. And it grew very prolifically down in that valley. I've been there.
It grows naturally?
No.